Hey.
Hey, the first two touchdowns you threw today, from where we saw it, looked like very, very small windows. Can you tell us when you saw it?
Both man-to-man coverages and both on third downs, which was good to see, to be able to finish those drives with touchdowns in the red zone. But pretty tight coverage. I thought Demaryius made a great catch on his, just a takeoff route. And then Eric made a heck of a catch on his. And I tell you, the one to Eric, it really is a luxury. Both he and Demaryius give you the opportunity to throw that ball high in the back of the end zone. You know, people call it kind of the Dwight Clark throw. It's our ball or nobody's ball. You can throw it high, but because of their height and their ability to jump, you can make that throw. And so that was really a good play, but especially because they were third down touchdowns, I thought that was impressive. No, just think about trying to improve this week during practice and playing a division opponent next week, and you know, just trying to get better this week. That's really what we think about.
You talk about how it's gotten, this 10-game winning streak has kind of gotten boring or methodical. You know, it's
for who? For you? Are you, you're bored?
There's been no variance.
You're bored?
There's been no variance. You know, you win by two touchdowns every game.
Well,
just a matter of just the preparation that goes into each and every game.
I think every game takes on its own identity. I mean, certainly you'd love to have faced every situation possible going into the playoffs. I mean, you'd love to have had every possible situation have come up, but it's not possible. But, you know, early in the season we were behind in some games and fought our way back, came up short on a couple, got over the top against San Diego. You know, these past games we've gotten to a lead and been able to hold the lead. And so I think it's being able to win anyway. But if you protect the ball, if you convert third downs, if you get touchdowns in the red zone, you know, that's kind of what we think about on offense. That's trying to do our part, and the defense has done a good job holding offenses to field goals and have gotten us some field position, and we're trying to, you know, feed off of them.
Is 30 points any kind of benchmark or discipline?
It's not really a goal that we set every week. You know, our goal is to score more than the opponent. But, you know, certainly we've done a good job moving the ball all season. When you get down inside that 25-yard line, it really was a mindset today to get touchdowns and not have to settle for field goals. That made a big difference, I thought, in Cleveland's play calling. Now they have to throw a little bit more and, you know, allows Vaughn and Elvis to kind of pin their ears back. So score as many points as we can. That's really all we try to do.
At the risk of
yeah, you know, I really have not thought about that. This has been such a unique season for me, you know, personally. And I really feel fortunate to be playing. And I've really had an interesting, you know, year and a half. And so I'm proud that our team is in the mix. You know, if, you know, some of the individual records going on teams, you know, that are not in the playoffs, I'm glad to be on this situation where we have a chance to do something as a team that's special. Anything that comes along the way individually in my past, I've always accepted those on behalf of the teams that I've been on. And they're individual awards, but in my opinion, they've always been team awards. And so that's kind of how I continue to approach things.
Let me take one more shot, because you've always said consistently you didn't know quite what to do.
Right. It was such a, and you know, I know you guys don't believe me when I say that I'm still kind of learning about myself physically and what I can do, and you know, it's still the truth, and I still, you know, have things that are harder than they used to be, so things that I have to continue to work on from a rehab standpoint, a strength standpoint, and that's just the way it is, and maybe that's the way it's going to be from here on out for me. I don't know. I'm going to keep trying. So. But, you know, I feel like we've certainly improved throughout the season, and some guys have done certain things, and I really did not know what to expect. There's no way for me to have any type of bar of what to compare it to. You know, other quarterbacks on other teams, it just didn't carry over to me in this situation. So I know how hard I've worked. I know how much help I've gotten along the way. I know how hard our team has worked, and that's I think some of those things have paid off for us.
Do you think you're as good as you were before?
I don't. I do not.
Seriously?
I don't. So I'm trying to be as good as I possibly can at this stage. As a 36-year-old quarterback coming off a a really year and a half off playing on a new team. I'm trying to be as good as I possibly can in this scenario.
Hey, you had a glove on. Is that something you played with in the past, or something new?
I've been practicing. I've messed with it throughout my career at different times. I've been practicing in it these past few weeks. You didn't notice that, Mike? I've been wearing the glove,
yeah,
or
you just kind of, tucking it up. Is that for grip purposes?
I don't know. It's just I wore the glove, so yeah.
Did you like the way that it felt?
I thought felt like I was pretty accurate for the most part, most of the day. So you know.
Is that preparation for cold weather?
Yeah, yeah.
What don't you think you're as good at?
Like I said, it's just certain things are harder for me than they used to be. You know, and so when you have to give more effort on certain things, and that's just the way it is for me. So it's just. The work that I'm doing, with the trainers and the weight coaches, behind the scenes, it's different for me. It's a different kind of body that I'm playing in, and just a different type of quarterback play for me.
Yes.
Well, you could probably point to a little bit of all of it, but a lot of it's the injury and kind of the ramifications of the. The nerves part of it, those type of things, and then part of it's probably being 36, and part of it's probably playing with a new team, not knowing everything about it. So you could probably add them all, together. So I'm just trying to be the best I can in this role.
At the end of the half there, you had the Archie Manning special play, the roll to the offhand weak hand, and what were you was that a miscommunication?
Yeah, a little bit. That's something that we were trying to get a little play there to Dreesen. They covered it, and so that's something that's it's probably our fault. We haven't worked on that enough with Noshon, and so he's done such a heck of a job, and we've done so much with him in the running game and routes out of the backfield. He really did a good job on two really good routes out wide, and so that was a different route that he hasn't run a whole lot, and just not enough time to rep every potential coverage. And so I was kind of thinking he might come flatter. He was going deep to the pylon. Number 28 got in the way. So that was my fault. Probably just should have thrown the ball away.
Peyton, for our viewers back in Japan, what intangibles do you think you brought to this team?
I really can't answer that. I guess you have to ask some of the teammates. My motto has always been prepare hard, practice hard, work hard, and play hard. And so that's what I've tried to do.
At what point this season do you feel like you turned the corner?
I think we've made some strides each week. I still have to just to admit that it's not going to be an offense that's been together for 5 years. It's not going to look like that because we haven't. We've only been together for however many weeks, and so we've tried to improve each week. But a lot of things just take time, and so we're trying to do the best we can in this limited amount of time.
Last question, Isaac, please.
No, just Kansas City this week and kind of getting better Denver Broncos. That's kind of what's on our mind, and having a Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to all of you.
Thanks.